Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
Nick, each week I worry there won't be enough new information to share, and every week I'm wrong. So let's get to it. Earth Day is next week, April 22nd. Did you know that the city planted 791 trees in our parks and open spaces in 2020?
No, that's a lot.
Sometimes I feel like that kid from the Jerry Maguire movie. Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds?
I mean, you do sound like him.
That's fair. Along those lines, the city's Parks Department is hosting an open house this coming Wednesday, April 21st, from 4 until 6:30 p.m. at the O'Fallon Station in downtown. They are updating their parks master plan. This is a major project. It takes several months, and it maps out the city's plans for parks and green spaces for the next 8 to 10 years. And it's critical, obviously, for city planning and for using our resources, but it's also necessary because our Parks Department applies for and receives quite a bit of grant funding.
Yes,
so having an updated master plan is usually a requirement for getting some of that funding. So at the open house, they'll have storyboards with ideas that residents have submitted for parks and trails and different ideas for redoing the city pool.
Cool.
It's open to the public, and you can attend and interact with the city staff and the consultant to give some feedback on maybe what you want to see. So that's this Wednesday, April 21st, from 4 until 6:30 at the O'Fallon Station.
Very neat. Well, one more thing about the Parks Department. I noticed they're hiring right now.
They are. In fact, so many places are hiring. You can't go anywhere without seeing a now hiring sign. So a lot of our restaurants and retailers need help, but you're right. If someone's looking for non-retail, non-food service, the Parks Department is looking for grounds maintenance staff. So planting, weeding, mowing, and I think it starts at between $15 and $16 an hour.
All right.
They also have some positions for summer camp counselors, which is actually great for college students, especially those who might be considering education majors. And I think that starts about $11 an hour. So.
Okay.
The Chamber and the city both have job boards, so I'll put links to those in the show notes.
Very cool. Well, I know last episode we talked about the shops at Richland Creek.
We did.
I've been spending a lot of time over at the Smoothie King getting my banana boat and my metabolism boost strawberry pineapple.
All right.
But when I drove by there, I noticed that there's a huge building, and I don't think we touched on that.
We did not. So that's another big development that was just completed, and it's called Keystone Place at Richland Creek. It's a $39 million development. It's a four-story senior living facility. So we're talking about the northwest corner of Frank Scott Parkway and Fountain Lake Drives. So they have 149 residential units. It's independent living. About half of it is assisted living. And then they have 19 memory care rooms. But it does not look like a traditional senior living care facility. It looks more like a residential hotel. They have a movie theater, a pub. They have beautiful patio spaces. It's for people age 55 and over. They have 11 residents already, independent living, and then they have 20-something more that are reserved. And they have a van that takes residents shopping into their appointments. And it has like coach seating, this huge big screen television.
Yeah.
I want to see if they can rent it out for like a party bus on the weekends.
Ah, see, that'd be cool.
There we go. But the living there includes cable, utilities, housekeeping, it's all included. And it is absolutely beautiful. But you're right. It's very, very large. It's hard to miss.
You know, why do the seniors have all the like good stuff?
That's a great question.
I mean, I would live in a place like that.
We all could.
I mean, well.
Tons of fun.
I'm sure. So I heard there's some breaking news out of downtown.
We are getting a crosswalk from State Street to Vine Street.
Crosswalk!
I love that sound. So we're joking, but the reality is there's been an increasing need for one since Vine Street Market opened a few years ago. And with the explosion of retail businesses and restaurants downtown, there is definitely significantly more pedestrian traffic. So I know it's something people have wanted for a little while. And in my mind, it seemed so easy. Like, let's throw down some stripes and call it a day. But it turns out it is not quite that simple. The city will contract to have some ramps installed so they're accessible to everyone. Then they'll do the crosswalk, striping, painting. And then the plan is to install some lighted crosswalk signs. So it's a whole thing, but I'm excited that it's coming.
Well, cool. But I thought you were going to talk about the downtown businesses that won the building improvement grants.
Oh, yeah. The downtown facade program. The city announced the winners. So this is a downtown facade improvement program, which is a matching grant initiative administered by the city. So the purpose of the program is to encourage property and business owners downtown to improve the exterior of their building. So a lot of times new buildings come in and they're very updated and they look really modern. But for people that have been investing in our downtown for a long time, it might be harder to keep up with some of those trends. And so applicants can receive up to 50% of the cost of a project, up to a maximum of about $15,000.
Oh, wow.
They can submit applications. So the city just announced those three winners, and I'll go ahead and put a link to those in the show notes. But some of the projects that have already been done with that have been phenomenal. So I'm excited that our downtown is offering this opportunity to those who have been around for a while.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I know construction's been booming this past year, and it looks like in the city, the number of building permits year to date are up 44%, but the value of the work being done is up 142%, from $6.4 million in 2020 to $15.5 million in 2021 so far.
Isn't that incredible?
It really is.
That's awesome.
So the developers have obviously been busy.
Yep.
But speaking of busy, what's happening around town this weekend?
Something that not everybody will be able to attend, but I just want to give them a heads up that's happening. There are two large sports tournaments that are going to be at the Family Sports Park this weekend. The Scott Gallagher soccer tournament's coming to town. They have over 300 games scheduled.
Wow.
200 teams are coming from states like Wisconsin, Missouri, Kentucky, Colorado, Idaho. So that's, there are going to be a lot of people playing soccer.
Definitely.
In O'Fallon. And then there's also the Greater Midwest Baseball tournament in town. And so that's over 80 games that'll be played by 50 different teams. So
wow.
Sometimes those games start as early as 7:30 and they'll play till 10 or 10:30 at night. So
Wow. It's
going to be busy.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is on the calendar? The Boy Scouts are hosting an electronics and metal drive in Shiloh, and that's this Saturday, April 17th. These are really, really popular right now. The city of O'Fallon hosted one, I want to say about a month ago, and traffic backed up north on Lincoln because there were so many cars getting in. So these are really in demand. So they are collecting vehicles, appliances, batteries, electronics, machinery, office equipment, television. So I'll go ahead and put a link to those in the show notes. So if people have been doing any spring cleaning, this will be a great time to offload some of those items.
Very cool.
And then there's two things coming up. It's just for chamber members, but the chamber is celebrating our 75th anniversary this year.
I love DJ Air Horn.
I do too. And I want it on every episode now. That's awesome.
We're going to blow out everybody's car speakers, but you know what? We enjoyed ourselves.
We sure did. So to celebrate that, we are hosting a cupcake and cash drive-by at the chamber office. And that is April 21st from 7:30 till 9:30 in the morning. You can just drive by the chamber office. We're in the depot on First Street. If you're a chamber member, we'll give you a sweet treat. And then you give us your business card and we'll draw somebody to win $75 cash.
Very cool.
And then we have a meet and mingle. If you remember a few episodes ago, I shared with you the restaurant roulette that we're doing, and that was really popular, but some people recommended maybe having a morning meeting because they can't always get away from work over the lunch hour. So the meet and mingle is the same concept. There'll be tables set aside at Sweet Katie B's and the coffee house. So you sign up to attend, and then the day before you'll get an email with where you're supposed to go. And then that morning when you show up, that's when you get to meet who your dining mates are.
Okay.
And finally, April 23rd, the high school is hosting their spring musical. It is a live stream event Friday and Saturday night at 7. And then Sunday, they have a 3 p.m. matinee. It is the Addams Family Quarantine, a dramatic concert version. I think about all the things that we've all missed out on during quarantine, but think about the high schoolers in particular, people who love performing, and you just get energy off of being on stage. And this will be a different, but hopefully good way for them to continue to do what they love to do on stage, even though it's a live streaming event. They're also partnering with Flamenco's The Place in Town, which is a pizza eatery. And Flamenco's is offering an Uncle Fester's pizza that you can order while you live stream that. So that'll be available Friday and Saturday night. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Neat. Well, it sounds like another busy week around the area. And speaking of busy, I got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure. You're killing me with that.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.